Dr. Librand and his wife, Jody, of 34 years, homeschooled their five children from birth to college, where they all excelled in academics and community, the University of Texas, and Abilene Christian. With their combined degrees, two BAs, two masters, one doctorate, Fred and Jody have stuck with their faith and their obsession with practical learning. As a result, the overall theme of teaching them to learn how to learn invades everything they offer.
Let's talk about teaching really quickly. You know, my name's Fred Librand, and my wife and I have homeschooled five kids from birth to college. You know, I've got some fair amount of education, as well as Jody, master's in education and for her. And I've got a doctorate and a master's degree and a Bible applied theology, taught the university level, taught a lot of levels, high school, certainly, educating adults. I do a lot of training around the country, even now for companies and organizations, and I'm trying to teach you a thing or two right here. Well, here's the question I'm trying to propose or offer for you to consider, and that is teaching. In your home school, who's the teacher? And there are only really about three choices. One is you. One is the curriculum that you get. And one is the child. Now, what I'm going to suggest is your life will change if you'll switch up the paradigm and start thinking of yourself not as a teacher, but more like the CLO, the Chief Learning Officer. The book I'm writing right now about homeschooling, I talk about this in there. So if you're the Chief Learning Officer, mom and dad, officers, how you want to set it up, you're going to be in a good direction, because then you can see you and you can see the curriculum or books, etc. you use as tools, as facilitation, as things that help. But what you want is that child, that student, to become a self-teacher. You want that child to take on a posture of education that says, I see what I want to learn and I'm going to oversee my learning of it. Now, they'll use books, they may sign up for classes, they may sign up for mentors or tutors. All those things are fine. But until we take personal responsibility for our own education and learning, then I'm going to assure you we're never going to be as effective and powerful as educated young men and young women, and ultimately communicators, maybe teachers, maybe instructors. I get it when we're talking about up to the ability to read. I get it for kids. I get that. But there's a point, and it starts pretty young, where everything needs to be about moving the game into the student being his or her own teacher.